om agyanati maranda sya gananjana salakaya chaksho om niditam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha hukam karoti vachalam bhangam nangayate garim yakripatam aham vande shi gunandina taranam nama om vishnu vidaya krishna prastaya bhutale shimate bhakti vidanta swamini iti namane namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha sanyavari pastachade satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama Hare Hare So while looking at your schedule, I noticed you have a full day of activities. So I decided I would do something light. we're going to chant bhajans.
Bhajanlar söyleyeceğiz.
And I'll speak a little bit about these bhajans. There are many songs and prayers written by our previous acharyas. Which contain the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and essential teachings of our philosophy and Krishna consciousness. And our previous acharyas have put these teachings into different types of prayers. In fact, just a few days ago in Kazakhstan, I was giving a class about prayer. And how powerful prayer is. Although sometimes when it comes time for us to pray, we may not really be able to understand what to pray for. Srila Prabhupada has said that when offering prayers, it is good to repeat prayers that were given to us by previous acharyas. Because they are teaching us in their prayers how we should be praying. Sometimes we may pray when we're in times of need, asking God, please, Krishna, please help me. There's so many different things we can come to God for, to pray to Him for. But our previous acharyas have taught in their prayers how we should pray for love for Krishna. Pray for service to Krishna. And pray to be always engaged in service. Because these types of prayers are pure. And even though we may not be pure, we should never become discouraged. As long as we know what our goal is. As long as we know what our goal is. Srila Prabhupada uses the example. He said, as long as you face the sun, everything is bright. But when you turn your back to the sun, you see your shadow. Similarly, as long as we know what the goal is, no matter where we are along the path,
yolda nerede olduğumuzun bir önemi olmaz sizin.
But if we keep our focus on what is the goal,
her zaman odamızı amacımıza dikebiliriz.
Then everything is bright.
O zaman her şey parlak.
So our previous acharyas have taught us different types of prayers.
Bu nedenle önceki acharyalar bize çok farklı dualardan bahsediyor.
I'm not going to go into the first song we're going to sing is actually a very happy prayer. There are some prayers that sometimes are a little hard to swallow. But this one's not hard to swallow at all. This is a song Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote in, I can't remember, in the late 1800s,
1893-1892.
He wrote a collection of songs called Gitavali. Gitavali. Gita means song. And there are many songs, about 70 songs in Gitavali. And at part of the Gitavali, there are some songs which are songs about Nagar Sankirtan. And when I was here, when was it? About a week ago?
Yes.
I passed through.
Yes.
I lose track of time. I knew it wasn't long ago. I heard the devotees are going out and singing at Istiklal, right? And this is very, very enlivening. Because I remember my first time I visited Istanbul, it went a long time ago. What? No, not long. Maybe what, 10 years ago?
More than
10 years ago. 12 years ago. We were walking in Istiklal. And when I was walking there, I was looking, wow, this is amazing place. So many people. And I said that if Prabhupada ever saw this place, he would just like his gold mine to go out chanting on Harinam. Of course, Nrisimha Krishna had to bring me back down to reality. We can't do that here, Marsha. And nonetheless, I was thinking how nice it would be to do it someday. And then when I heard the devotees are going and just singing, sitting down and singing. I thought this would be very nice. If I could get the opportunity to do it also. Anyways, Nagar Sankirtan means going throughout town and chanting the holy names of the Lord. And specifically, this song, Agitahal, is about chanting the holy names of the Lord in public. Sometimes we come together, we chant together, devotees chanting amongst themselves. Sometimes devotees get together amongst themselves and they chant. Just like before the Sankirtan movement began, Lord Chaitanya with his associates used to get gathered together in Srivas Thakur's home and they would have kirtan, just the devotees themselves. And they did that continuously for 1 year every night. And Chaitanya Bhagavat gives many descriptions of of the kirtans that used to take place in Shiva Sangha, Shiva Thakur's house.
Chaitanya Bhagavat'ta Shiva Thakur'un evindeki bu kirtanlarla ilgili bayağı bir tanımlamalar var.
And even at that time, when non-devotees would try to get in, they weren't allowed.
O zamanlarda tanımlı olmayanlar girmeye çalıştıkları zaman bu kirtanlara kabul edilmiyordu.
It was only devotees who were allowed, and they were just relishing the waves of ecstatic love of Krishna and chanting Krishna's names.
Sadece adananlar alınıyordu ve onlar Krishna'nın kutsal isimlerini zikretmekten estetik bir zevk alıyorlardı.
But then later Lord Chaitanya said, okay, let's take it out to the streets.
Daha sonraları Lord Chaitanya tamam dedi, dışarıya sokaklara çıkıyor.
So accompanied by his associates, he would go out into the streets and distribute the holy name of the Lord. So this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is specifically about taking Krishna's name out to the streets and giving it to others. And it's actually called the Lord's order to process around town. To move around town and chant. I don't know why it says process. Huh? But I know, but it says process here. I don't know why. Process. Proceed. I don't know, something. Lord's order to. Yeah, anyways. So I'm going to just read here. I have it on my phone too. I'm just going to read the translation and then we'll chant it. And then I'll speak a little bit about it. In the land of Nadia, on the island of Godruma, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of the holy name, meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. O men of faith, O men of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, O brothers, I beg this one request. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions.
İnançlı kişiler, Rab Gauranga'nın emriyle, o kardeşler, lütfen Krishna'nın isimlerini zikretmenizi sizden diliyorum. Krishna'ya ibadet edin ve Krishna'nın talimatlarını takip edin.
Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, and Krishna is the treasure of your life.
Kabahat işlemek konusunda dikkatli olmaya çalışın. Sadece Krishna'nın isimlerini alın. Krishna sizin annenizdir, Krishna sizin babanızdır, Krishna sizin sevginiz, hayatınızın hazinesidir.
Giving up all improper behavior, carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Krishna.
Bütün uygun olmayan davranışlarınızı terk edin ve günlük bütün işlerinizi, dünyevi bütün işlerinizi Krishna ile alakalı olarak yapmaya çalışın.
The showing of compassion to all fallen souls by loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna is the essence of all forms of religion.
Krishna'nın kutsal isimlerini yüksek bir şekilde zikrederek tüm düşmüş olan ruhlara merhamet göstermek bütün din formlarının şekillerinin özüdür.
Okay. Can you put it there? I'll see if I can see it. Okay, I can see it.
Thank you.
So, we'll speak a little bit more about this bhajan. First verse is speaking about the land of Nadia, which is Navadvipam. Что мы делаем? So in Navadvip, Navadvip is nine islands. One of the nine islands is Godruma. And on the island of Godruma, of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his house there in Godruma. If you go to Godruma Dweep across the Jalangi River, there you'll find, just across the river from our temple, is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house where he spent a lot of time.
Bizim tapınağımızın hemen karşısında nehri geçtiğimiz zaman Bhaktivinoda Thakur'un evinin olduğu bu bölgeyi görüyoruz.
And it is from that house that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very actively participating in spreading the holy name through the Namhatta.
Ve Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur bu evinde kutsal isimleri yaymak olan Namahatta'ları yapıyordu.
Namhatta means the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord.
Namahatta'da kutsal isimlerin dükkanı anlamına geliyor.
And he's speaking about Nityananda Mahajan.
Ve Nityananda Mahajan hakkında konuşuyor.
Lord Nityananda is described as the principal trader in this Namhatta.
Ve Rab Nityananda bu Namahatta'nın yapılmasında asıl olan dağıtıcı, tüccar olarak görünüyor.
It was Lord Chaitanya who had ordered Lord Nityananda to go to Bengal and to preach and to deliver everyone in that land.
Rab Nityananda'ya Bengal'e gönderip bu kutsal isimleri yaymasını ondan istemişti.
And Lord Nityananda took that order upon his head and went from person to person and requested everyone three things.
Ve Rab Nityananda bu emri başının üzerine koyarak tek tek insanlara giderek bu isimleri zikretmesini onlardan istedi.
Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha.
Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha.
What does this mean?
Bu ne demek?
Bolo Krishna. Please chant Krishna's name.
Bu lütfen Krishna'nın isimlerini zikredin dedi.
Bajo Krishna.
Bajo Krishna.
Means what? Worship Krishna.
Krishna'ya ibadet edin.
And Koro Krishna Siksha.
Koro Krishna Siksha.
Please follow his instructions. Yes.
Lütfen onun talimatlarını yes. takip edin.
This was Nityananda's order that he received from Lord Chaitanya.
Bu Rab Nityananda'nın Rab Chaitanya'dan aldığı emirdi.
Of course, a lot could be said about this order.
Tabii biz bu emir hakkında çok fazla şeyler söyleyebiliriz.
There's so much we could say.
Bu konuda söyleyebileceğimiz çok
But
şey.
Essentially, Lord Nityananda appeared elsewhere.
Aslında özünde şu var, Rab Nityananda başka bir yerde
And he did not come and to meet Lord Chaitanya until many years later.
Ve Rab Chaitanya'yla buluşması çok fazla zaman aldı.
Lord Nityananda appeared as the son of Padmavati and Hadayoja.
Rab Nityananda Padmavati.
Padmavati.
And
Hadayoja. And many of his young childhood pastimes took place in Ekachakra.
Ve onun birçok çocukluk meşgaleleri de Ekachakra.
Yes. And At some point, the sannyasi came to Hadayoja and he begged one request from him.
Ve Hadayoja'ya gelen bir sannyasi Rahmuttenanda'dan bir şey istedi.
He said, after he saw Nityananda, he became so captivated by him. He said, please allow me to take him with me.
Ve o Rahmuttenanda'yı gördüğü zaman çok etkilendi ve dedi ki, lütfen beni kendinle birlikte götür.
So Lord Nityananda, it was very hard for Hadayoja and Padmavati to give up their son.
Ve Rab Nityananda'nın annesi ve babası onun için çok değerli olduğu için onu bırakmak istemediler.
But they surrendered to this request.
Ama o bu emre teslim oldu.
And he traveled for many years. Nityananda traveled.
Ve Nityananda birçok yıllar seyahatlerde bulundu.
But wherever he traveled, he did not preach the glories of the holy name.
Ama nereye giderse gitsin, kutsal isimleri hakkında bir yaygınlaştırma yapmadı.
Because it's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur.
Ama bu Chaitanya Bhagavat'ta tasvir edilen bir şeydi.
That Lord Nityananda was waiting till he met Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip and received the order.
Çünkü Rab Nityananda Lord Chaitanya ile Navadvip'te buluşup bu
even Lord Nityananda, although he descended to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes of spreading the holy names of the Lord,
Rab Nityananda, Rab Chaitanya birlikte, Rab Chaitanya ile birlikte bu kutsal isimleri yaymak için ortaya çıkmış olsa bile,
he taught by his example that the empowerment to spread the glories of the holy name of the Lord comes from accepting the order.
Kutsal isimleri yaymakla ilgili güçlendirmenin daha yüksek bir emir tarafından verilmesi gerektiğini güzel bir öğrenimdi.
And Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated Kali Kalera Dhamma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tari Parvatana, that the fundamental religious system, religious principle in the age of Kali is Sankirtan Yagya.
Chaitanya Charitamrita'da söylenen bu Kali Yuga'nın temel dini prensibi
sankirtandır. Krishna Shakti means, unless one, Shakti means potency. Unless one has the potency from Krishna.
Shakti, kudret demektir ve Krishna'dan gelen kudret olmaksızın
he cannot distribute the holy names of the Lord.
Tanrı'nın kutsal isimlerini dağıtamazdı.
So Nityananda, although he had appeared to assist Lord Chaitanya in distributing the holy names,
Rab Nityananda, Rab Chaitanya'ya kutsal isimleri yardım etmek konusunda ortaya çıkmış olsa bile,
he showed by his example that the empowerment to distribute the holy name comes from the order.
O yine de kutsal isimleri yaygınlaştırmanın kudretinin yukarıdan bir emirle geleceğini bir örneğiydi.
So Lord Chaitanya gave him the order.
Ve bu şekilde Rab Chaitanya ona bu emri verdi.
Please you approach everyone and tell them.
Lütfen herkese yaklaş ve onlara söyle.
Tell them Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Siksha.
Onlara de ki Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Siksha.
Please chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna and tell others about Krishna.
Lütfen Krishna'nın isimlerini zikret, Krishna'ya zikredin, Krishna'ya ibadet edin ve onun talimatlarını takip edin.
And then he says, aparada shunya hoye loho Krishna nam.
Ve sonra diyor ki, aparada shunya hoye loho Krishna nam.
Which means aparada, aparada means offenses.
Aparada, kabahatler demektir.
Excuse me, my reader went off. Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Krishna.
Kabahatlerden uzak durmak konusunda dikkatli olun ve sadece Rab Krishna'nın kutsal isimlerini alın.
Actually, one other point I wanted to mention before I go into this part of the song.
Aslında şarkının bu kısmına geçmeden önce belirtmek istediğim bir nokta var.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the point that when distributing the holy name of the Lord, in the mood of Lord Nityananda, one should distribute the holy name purely.
Bir kişi soy isimleri saf bir şekilde dağıtmalıdır.
Lord Nityananda distributed the holy name purely because that's all he wanted was to satisfy Lord Chaitanya.
Rab Chaitanya kutsal isimleri saf bir şekilde dağıtıyordu çünkü onun tek istediği Rab Chaitanya'yı memnun etmekti.
Lord Chaitanya simply wanted to hear the results of Nityananda's efforts. How many people have chanted Krishna's names?
Rab Chaitanya'nın duymak istediği tek şey Rab Nityananda'nın kaç kişinin zikretmesine yol açtığını duymaktı.
So therefore Lord Nityananda would beg, I have something to beg from you. Everyone he would approach, I have something to beg from you.
Bu yüzden Rab Nityananda her arkadaşları herkese şunu diyordu. Sizden bir şey yapmanızı rica ediyorum, diliyorum.
Now many people have experience of being approached by beggars.
Ve insanlar dilenen bir kişiye yaklaştığı zaman nasıl davranırlar, nasıl utanıyorlar?
Especially if you go to India, there are many beggars.
Özellikle de Hindistan'a gidiyorsak orada birçok dilenci vardır.
And usually beggars when they come, they want something. And sometimes they're so persistent that they won't leave until they get what they want. And the Lord Nityananda was like that too. He was very persistent. He wanted something. But he wasn't asking for anything in terms of money, wealth, food.
Ama zenginlik, para ya da yiyecek adına bir şey istemiyordu.
He said, I beg from you, I'm coming to beg from you one thing.
Gel, sizden sadece bir şey istemek için geldim.
Take.
Sadece alın, alın.
A little different. People are astounded. They are influenced by someone who's coming to beg and says, please take. What to speak of when he's saying take, he's giving the most valuable jewel.
Ve eğer o sizden çok değerli bir mücevheri almanızı istiyorsa buna ne demeli?
Just like Srila Prabhupada tells a story in the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada'nın Srimad Bhagavatam'ın bir açıklamasında dediği gibi.
He tells the story of a beggar. The beggar who heard that Sanatana Goswami had in his possession a touchstone. And he heard that this touchstone could turn iron to gold. So Srila Prabhupada was making the point that's described in this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That nobody gives up something, renounces something, unless he expects to get something better. That's natural.
Bu çok doğal.
If you get something better, then it's easier to renounce.
Eğer daha iyi bir şey elde edeceksiniz, feragat etmek çok kolaydır.
So this beggar came to Sanatana Goswami.
Ve bu dilenci Sanatana Goswami'nin yanına geliyor.
And he said to Sanatana Goswami, I've heard you have a touchstone.
Sanatana Goswami'ye diyor ki, duydum ki sende bir mihenk taşı varmış.
I beg, can I please have this touchstone from you?
Ben senden sana yalvarıyorum, bu mihenk taşını alabilir miyim senden?
And Sanatana Goswami said, yes, it's over there in the refuse.
Evet, Sanatana Goswami diyor ki, evet alabilirsin, işte orada çöplüğün içindedir o.
So immediately the beggar was, he immediately went over the refuse, found the touchstone, and he took the touchstone.
Ve dilenci gidiyor çöplüğün içine, orada mihenk taşını buluyor ve alıyor.
And as he was walking away with it, he was began to think, why did he keep it in the refuse?
Ve o dilenci yolda ilerlerken düşünüyor ki neden bu mihenk taşını çöpün içinde tutuyordu ki?
And he approached Sanatana Goswami and said, you must have something better than this. Otherwise, why did you keep this in the refuse?
Ve tekrar Sanatana Goswami'nin yanına yaklaşıyor. Diyor ki, senin daha değerli bir şey olması lazım. Öteki türlü nasıl bunu çöpün içinde tutarsın ki?
So Sanatana Goswami said, yes, I have something better, but if you want it, take this touchstone and throw it in the river.
Sanatana dostuna diyor ki evet benim daha değerli bir şeyim var ama onu almak istiyorsan o zaman elindeki mihenk taşını nehre fırlat.
So because the beggar was begging, he wanted something even more valuable than a touchstone, and he anticipated he would get something more valuable than the touchstone. He went to the river and threw the touchstone in the river.
Ve dilenci o elindeki mihenk taşından daha iyi bir şey elde edeceğini düşündüğü zaman o elindeki mihenk taşını tabii ki nehre fırlatıyor.
Prabhupada makes the point that nobody gives up something unless he anticipates he can get something better.
Şimdi Prabhupada şuna vurgu yapıyor ki eğer bir kişi daha yüksek bir şey elde edeceğini düşünmezse, tahmin etmezse bir şey bırakmaz.
So when the beggar came back to Sanatana Goswami, he said, okay, I threw it in the river.
Ve dilenci tekrar Sanatana Goswami'nin yanına gidiyor. Evet, attım yani taşını nehre.
And Sanatana Goswami said, very good.
Sanatana Goswami diyor ki çok iyi.
And then he initiated him into the holy name of the Lord.
Ve ona kutsal Rabb'in kutsal isimlerini
and showed him that there's something better than the touchstone. Of course, when someone like Sanatana Goswami gives the holy name of the Lord, Krishna Shakti Vini Nahi Tari Pravatana, because he's empowered with Krishna Shakti.
Çünkü o Krishna Shakti ile kudretlendirilmiş, güçlendirilmiş
durumda. Not only does he give the holy name of the Lord, but he gives Krishna, who's most valuable.
Eğer birisi güçlendirilmemişse, bu en değerli şeyi veremez.
Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna is Dana Pran, the life.
Krishna bizim hayatımız, benim hayatım.
Krishna is your mother. What does it say? Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Yes.
Krishna, senin annen, Krishna senin baban, Krishna senin hayatın hazinesi.
Krishna is the treasure of your life.
Krishna senin hayatın hazinesi.
So, as we said, many people, they are accustomed to beg for something.
Dediğiniz gibi pek çok insan bir şeylere dilenmeye eğilimli.
But Lord Nityananda's method for giving the holy name is that the only thing he wanted was others simply to chant Krishna's name.
Ama Rab Nityananda'nın kutsal isimleri dağıtmasının tek şekli lütfen bu isimleri zikredin demek.
And to make their life perfect.
Ve onların yaşamını mükemmelleştirin.
There are many examples of this in the scripture.
Ve biz metinlerde bunun birçok örneği var.
Another example that comes to my mind is when Narada Muni approached Megari the hunter.
Bir başka örnekte Narada Muni'nin
Megari the hunter. Megari, Megari. Megari. Megari was a hunter.
O bir avcıydı.
And this story is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita to describe the power of association with a devotee.
Ve bu Chaitanya Charitamrita'da anlatılan bir hikaye ve adananlarla birlikteliğin önemini, gücünü vurguluyor.
What is that beeping constantly? Is that coming from this? Huh? From my phone? No. Anyways. And Megari, not only was he a hunter, but he used to take pleasure in half-killing animals. He would shoot an arrow into an animal, but not kill them. And he would watch them suffer.
Ve onların acı çekmesini izliyordu.
And that's how he got his pleasure.
Ve onun hani keyif alma şekli de buydu.
And there's a story of Narada Muni how he met Megari.
Ve Megari ile Narada Muni'nin nasıl buluştuğu ile ilgili bir hikaye var.
Narada Muni was traveling and he came upon a place where he saw these animals lying on the ground.
Narada Muni
First he saw a rabbit, then he saw a boar, and then I think a deer.
İlk önce bir tavşan, sonra bir domuz, sonra da bir ceylan, geyik gördü.
And each animal had an arrow in them.
Ve her bir hayvan üzerinde bir oka sahipti, ok vardı.
And they were alive.
Ama canlıydılar.
But writhing in great pain.
Ama acı içerisindeydiler.
And Narada Muni was looking, who is the cause of this?
Ve Narada Muni bunun nedeninin kim olduğuna bakınıyordu.
And he saw behind a tree there was one hunter.
Ve ağaçların gerisinde bir avcı gördü.
He was just about to pull out another arrow.
Diğer bir oku atmak üzereydi.
So then Narada Muni approached the hunter.
Ve Narada Muni bu avcıya yaklaştı.
And when he approached the hunter, all the other animals that were nearby, they all fled.
Ve o avcıya yaklaştığı sırada da etraftaki bütün hayvanlar kaçıştılar.
And when they fled, Megari came out from behind the tree.
Ve hayvanlar kaçışınca da avcı sinirlendi.
He said, look what you've done.
Ortaya çıktı.
I could have gotten more animals, but because you've come off the path, all the other animals fled away and I can't shoot them now.
Ve dedi ki, ben birçok hayvanı vurabilirdim ama sen ortaya çıktın ve bütün hayvanlar kaçıştılar.
And Narada Muni said to Megari, are you responsible for these animals that are lying here?
Ve Narada Muni Megari'ye dedi ki, bu etraftaki hayvanlardan sen mi sorumlusun?
And Megari said, yes, my name is Megari.
Ve Megari dedi ki, evet, benim ismim Megari.
I've been taught by my father since childhood to do this.
Ve babam tarafından çocukluğumdan itibaren bu şekilde öğretildim.
I have killed animals.
Ben hayvanları öldürüyorum.
And I watch them in pain.
Ve onların acı içinde olmasını izliyorum.
And I get great pleasure from this.
Ve bundan büyük keyif alıyorum.
When Narada Muni heard this,
ve Narada Muni bunu duyduğu zaman,
he told Megari, he said, I've come to beg something from you.
Megari ne şunu söyledi, senden bir şey diliyorum.
And Megari said, oh, he's come to beg something to me. What would you like?
Ve Megari dedi ki, benden bir şey istiyor. Ne istiyorsun?
I have many animal skins. Which kind do you want?
Birçok hayvan derisine sahibim. Hangisini istiyorsun?
He was thinking that's what Narada Muni was coming to beg.
Onun Narada Muni'den dileyeceği şey bu olduğunu düşünüyorum.
But Narada Muni instead said to Megari,
bunun yerine Narada Muni dedi ki, Megari'den
dedi ki, he says, you are a hunter by profession.
Evet, sen profesyonel olarak bir avcısın.
Killing animals is your profession.
Hayvanları öldürmek senin mesleğin.
And killing animals is a sin, a slight sin on your offense on your part.
Ve hayvanları öldürmek aslında bir günah, bir kabahat.
But half killing them.
Ama onları yarım öldürmek
means your only due purpose for doing it is to cause them pain.
Onlara sadece acı vermek amacıyla bunu yaptığın anlamına geliyor.
And because you're causing them so much pain,
ve onlara bu şekilde acıya yol açtığın için,
you are going to have to suffer so much.
Bu yüzden çok fazla acı çekmek zorunda kalacaksın.
And he began to explain to him about the suffering that comes from causing pain to others.
Ve başkalarına acı çektirdiği için yaşayabileceği acı hakkında ona anlatmaya başladı.
So he said, I come to beg from you.
Dedi ki, ben yardım senden dileniyorum ki.
He completely changed Megari's way of thinking.
O Megari'nin düşünce şeklini tamamen değiştirdi.
He thought that when Narada was coming to beg something from him, that he wanted something from him.
Çünkü o Megari'den gelip bir şey isteyeceği yönünde bir dilenmesi oldu.
But Narada said, no, I come to beg. If you're going to kill animals, then kill them.
Ve Narada Muni dedi ki, eğer hayvanları öldüreceksen onları öldür.
But don't half kill them.
Ama yarım öldürme.
And then he began to describe the suffering that comes from causing pain to animals.
Ve hayvanlara acı çektirmekten dolayı oluşabilecek acıyı kendisine anlattı.
When Megari heard that,
Megari bunu duyduğu zaman,
he began to think about, how do I avoid all this suffering?
ve o bütün bu acılardan nasıl kaçınabileceği hakkında düşünmeye başladı.
His first question he asked.
Ve sonra ilk soru.
How do I avoid all the suffering?
Bu acılardan nasıl kaçınabilirim?
So he became a little bit convinced.
Bu şekilde biraz ikna olmaya başladı.
By Narada's begging.
Narada'nın bu dilenmesi de.
He was begging because he didn't want Magari to have to suffer.
O bunu diliyordu çünkü Magari'nin acı çekmesini istemiyordu.
So then of course Narada Muni explained to Magari.
Tabii ki Narada Muni Magari'ye açıkladı.
That if you want to counteract the reactions of all the pain that you've caused to others.
Diğerlerine zarar verdiğin bu acının zararını telafi etmek istiyorsan.
He said the first thing you have to do is break your bow.
Yapman gereken ilk şey okunu kırmak.
And Magari was thinking, if I break my bow, how am I going to live?
Ve Magari düşünmeye başladı. Eğer okumu kırarsam nasıl yaşayacağım?
It's my means of livelihood.
Bu benim yaşam kaynağım, geçim kaynağım.
And then Narada Muni convinced him that actually by breaking his bow he would be able to give up his sinful activities.
Narada Muni onu ikna etti ki kendi okunu kırarak bu şekilde günahkar faaliyetlerine de son verecekti.
And by taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna
ve Krishna'nın kutsal isimlerine
and by worshiping Tulsi
ve Tulsi'ye ibadet ederek
then everything would be arranged by divine arrangement.
Her şey yüce ayarlama tarafından ayarlanacaktı.
Now of course it doesn't mean and this is another important point to understand from this song.
Bu da bu şarkıdan anlaşılması gereken diğer önemli bir nokta.
It doesn't mean that Narada Muni was telling Magari the hunter to give up his profession.
Narada Muni Magari'den mesleğini bırakmasını istemiyordu.
It means he was telling him to give up his sinful activities.
Onun sadece günahkar faaliyetlerini bırakmasını ona söylüyor.
And that's the last part of this song.
Bu da son bölümü şarkının.
Giving up all sinful activities.
Bütün günahkar faaliyetleri bırak.
Krishna ra samsara koro chari anachar jiva doya krishna nam savadama sar. We give up all improper behavior and carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Krishna.
Bütün gereksiz davranışlarını bırak ve dünyevi faaliyetlerini Krishna ile bağlantılı olarak yap.
He instilled faith in Magari to take up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
O Magari'nin Rabb'in kutsal isimlerini zikredeceğine dair inanca sahipti.
And Srila Prabhupada explains that when Magari broke the bow.
Srila Prabhupada açıklıyor ki Magari okunu kırdığı zaman
He said that was initiation. I thought I should mention that because it was initiation today. I thought I should mention that because it was an initiation today. Initiation means that you break the bow. It means you give up your connection with worldly life.
İnisiyasyon şu sözü vermektir. Dünyevi faaliyetlerimizi bırakmak.
By giving up sinful activities.
Günahkar faaliyetleri bırakmak.
And performing your duties in relationship with Krishna.
Ve görevlerimizi Krishna ile bağlantılı olarak gerçekleştirmek.
So this is another example of how a great saintly person, Narada Muni, begs.
Bu da başka bir aziz insan olan Narada Muni'nin nasıl dilendiğiyle ilgili başka bir örnek.
When a Vaishnava, great, pure Vaishnava begs, he's not begging for himself.
Büyük bir Vaishnava dilendiği zaman kendisi için dilenmez.
He's begging because he's thinking of others' welfare.
O dilenir çünkü diğerlerinin iyiliğini düşünüyor.
This is how Lord Chaitanya and his associates were very effective in spreading the Sankirtan movement.
Bu Rab Chaitanya ile birlikteliğindekilerin Sankirtan hareketini yaygınlaştırmasının nedenidir.
Because this type of begging creates faith.
Çünkü bu tip bir dilenme inanç yaratır.
Creates faith because persons don't have experience. Somebody coming to beg and doesn't want anything from me.
Bu inanç yaratır çünkü bir kişi gelmiştir, dileniyordur ve sizden bir şey istemiyordur.
All he wants is me to me to be happy.
İstediği tek şey benim mutlu olmam.
It's all he wants.
Onun istediği tek şey bu.
He wants to give me.
O bana vermek istiyor.
But to give us, we have to have the hands to take it.
Ama bize alabilmek için ellerimizin olması gerekiyor.
Just like Prabhupada gives an example.
Srila Prabhupada'nın verdiği örnek gibi.
He says a child sometimes is very happy to play with. He gives the example of a child who's playing with knives, excuse me.
Bıçakla oynayan çocuğun örneğini veriyor.
When the child plays with knives, it's very dangerous business.
Eğer çocuk bıçaklarla oynuyorsa bu biraz tehlikeli bir iş.
And if you try to take the knife away from the child, it's more dangerous.
Ve o bıçakları çocuğun elinden almaya çalışırsanız bu daha tehlikeli.
Because the child resists.
Çünkü
no.
Right?
You don't take the knife away from the child, but instead, Prabhupada says,
eğer çocuğun elinden bıçakları alamıyorsanız,
you give the child a nice colorful toy.
O zaman çocuğa renkli güzel oyuncaklar vermeniz gerekiyor.
And to take the toy, they have to drop the knife.
Oyuncakları alırken bıçağı bırakırlar.
So the same way, this is how we distribute Krishna consciousness.
Bu bizim Krishna bilincini nasıl dağıtacağımızın şekli.
It's not easy to give up sinful activities.
Günahkar faaliyetleri bırakmak kolay değil.
Please take Krishna's name.
Lütfen Krishna'nın isimlerini alın.
That's all. All we ask. Please take Krishna's name.
Hepsi bu. Tek istediğimiz bu. Sadece Krishna'nın isimlerini kabul edin.
Just chant Hare Krishna. We don't want anything. We just want you to chant Hare Krishna.
Sadece Hare Krishna'yı zikredin.
So that's the mood of this song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur'un şarkısının modu hali bu.
This is the song for going out and in the public and giving the holy name of the Lord.
Bu dışarıya çıkıp dışarıda kutsal isimleri vermekle ilgili.
This type of distribution of the holy name creates faith.
Bu tip bir kutsal isimlerin bu tip yaygınlaştırılması, dağıtılması inanç yaratır.
Because we have to have faith. To give others faith. If we don't have faith in Krishna's name, how can we give faith in others? But if we have faith, yes. Chanting Krishna's name is everything. There's a wonderful song, Harinam Eva Kevalam. Maduram Madurebhyo Pi Mangalevyo pi mangalam pavanam pavanevyo pi harinam eva kevalam. Harinam eva kevalam means the holy name of Shri Hari is everything.
Bu Shri Hari'nin ismi her şey demek.
I think I've gone over time. Did I? Yes, I went over time. Forgive me.
No?
No? I'm supposed to stop at 6 o'clock.
But we started a little bit late.
Oh, we start a little bit late. Okay. Anyway, so this is a little bit about the mood of this Agya Tahal.
Bu Agya Tahal ile ilgili modu ile ilgili bir şeydi.
Of this wonderful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur'un çok harika
şarkısı. And tomorrow we'll chant another bhajan.
Ve yarın başka bir bhajan.
And we'll speak a little bit about something. Okay? Some questions?
Thank you, Maharaj, for being here. We are so grateful. My name is Chitra Karun Zivyasi.
Hello, Don Chitra Peshikla Maharaj. Benim adım Chitra Karun Zivyasi.
I live in Italy, also in Turkey as well. In Italy, there are many people who are religious, and they really love God. So, for example, when I'm at home, they usually ring the bell, and it is very common to distribute the name of Jesus, the name of God in Italy. And generally, they are old ladies. Translate it, ben de edebilirim istersen. Genellikle İtalya çok dindar bir ülke ve hep evimizin kapısını çalıyorlar. Özellikle bunlar yaşlı bayanlar oluyorlar. and they want to hear the name of Jesus, and they want to talk about the holy name of the Jesus and the glories of Jesus. And then ring bell again, and they say Hare Krishna. I say Hare Krishna, Prabhu. We want to take some prasadam. Ah, okay, no Mataji, we should distribute the books, and they leave. And then the bell ring again, and this time it's the witness of Jehovah. And then the church bell rings, and then the muezzin call for the praying, and I think, oh, it's wonderful. Everybody's calling the name of God, and everybody. And I'm looking at these old ladies. They're like 60 years old, 70 years old, and they're so full of love for God. And they're just begging, and they go to every house, and they say, please hear Jesus from us, please. And so it's just like the like how bhajan Krishna, it's like bhajan Allah or bhajan Jesus. So I'm thinking, so maybe they love this and they love God, so maybe they will find a pure religion in the next life, which is maybe which there is less speculation in it. So, so then what is the end of the story actually?
I know, you tell me.
So what's going on?
What's going on? Well, actually, in Chaitanya Shiksha, it's ironic, I've been reading Chaitanya Shikshamrita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Does anybody, everybody understand the quote? What was said?
Özellikle mesela çok dindar ülkelere gittiğinizde, mesela Türkiye'de genellikle Müslümanlık var her zaman için. Ama mesela Kudüs olabilir, Jerusalem olabilir, İtalya olabilir. Orada mesela Hare Krishna üçüncü din ve her yerde adanan görüyorsunuz, Müslüman görüyorsunuz, Hristiyan görüyorsunuz ve herkes Allah'ı çok seviyor ve herkes herkesten Allah'ın isimlerini zikretmesini söylüyor ve herkes herkese kendi dinini anlatmaya çalışıyor. Yani güzel bir şey aslında. Ben de bu hikayenin devamı nedir diye sordum yani.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita explains that everybody has a particular type of faith.
In Chaitanya Shikshamrita'da Bhaktivinoda Thakur diyor ki herkesin farklı bir inanç seviyesi var.
And he explains that when others have faith in a particular method of religion, that we should not disturb their faith.
Ve diyor ki eğer bir kişi belli bir din metoduna inanıyorsa onu rahatsız etmememiz lazım.
By criticizing their method of worship.
Onların ibadet etme şeklini eleştirerek.
He speaks very strongly about that point.
Bu konu hakkında oldukça katı bir şekilde konuşuyor.
Because if there's faith, then we'll, by criticizing their method of worship, we'll only get disturbed.
Çünkü onların ibadet etme şeklini eleştirirsek biz de rahatsız oluruz.
And of course they will get disturbed.
Tabii ki onlar da rahatsız olurlar.
But nonetheless he doesn't stop there.
Ama yine de burada durmuyor.
He says that when their method of worship is in the mode of ignorance or in the mode of passion, it is not pure.
Ve onların bu inanç ibadet etme şekli cehalet modunda olabilir, hırs modunda olabilir, saf olmayabilir.
Then we should try to help them understand what is pure.
Ve onların neyin saf olduğunu anlamalarına yardımcı olmamız gerekiyor.
Because if we try to help them understand what is pure, then maybe they can go deeper into their faith and see their faith in a more pure way.
Biz onların neyin saf olduğunu açıklayabilirsek o zaman kendi inançlarına derinleşebilirler ve neyin saf olduğunu görebilirler.
Because we need to be pure to be able to do that to help others.
Çünkü bizim insanlara yardımcı olabilmemiz için bizim kendimizin saf olması.
And if we are not pure in our method of worship, then why should we criticize others' methods of worship?
Eğer bizim ibadet etme şeklimiz farklıysa diğerlerin ibadet etme şeklini nasıl
değiştiriyoruz? Srila Prabhupada sometimes devotees would approach him about bogus gurus and swamis.
Bazen adananlar Srila Prabhupada'ya bu sahte gurular ve swamiler hakkında yaklaşıyorlardı, soruyorlardı.
Who are definitely bogus.
Onlar tamamen sahteydi.
And introducing a bogus method of worship of God, which was impersonal, like Shiva Ramaraj was speaking this morning.
Shiva Ramaraj'ın bu sabah konuştuğu gibi gayri şahsiyetçi olan tamamen sahte inançlardan bahsediyor.
And the impersonal method of worship is very dangerous.
Ve gayri şahsiyetçi inanç metodları çok tehlikelidir.
Where does it all end for the impersonalist? You ask the question, where does it all end? For the impersonalist, it ends in a very dangerous situation. It's like the story that is told in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about an astrologer called Sarvagya. Where he describes different... It's a long story. The different results of different methods of worship.
O farklı ibadet şekillerinin farklı sonuçlarından bahsediyor.
He said that one result is that one will become swallowed up by what was it? Python? Was it a python?
Snake.
Yeah, snake. Snake. Swallowed up by a snake. In other words, we become haunted by ghosts. In other words, he was describing the results of different types of methods of worship. He's described that the method of worship that which satisfies Krishna the most was the gold treasure. And that was bhakti. Which means unmotivated love for God. Anyway, sometimes Prabhupada would be asked questions about different bogus swamis. And Prabhupada didn't criticize them. Not publicly. He would say, what's their philosophy? And then when they start explaining the philosophy, Prabhupada would cut it to pieces. In other words, show that the philosophy was impure. But he didn't criticize them. He just showed where the defects were in the impure method of worship.
Oradaki o hataları ve saf olmayan şeyleri, ibadet yönlerini gösteriyor.
So, that's how a devotee should be.
Bu bir adananın olması gereken.
He's not interested in criticizing.
Eleştirmekle ilgilenmiyor.
He's not interested in disturbing others' faith.
Diğerlerinin inançlarını rahatsız etmek.
But whenever there's an opportunity to help someone else understand what's pure and what's not pure.
Ama bu bir diğerlerinin neyin saf, neyin saf olmadığını anlamalarına yardım etmek için bir fırsat.
He boldly speaks.
Dürüstçe konuşur.
And presents the truth.
Gerçeği ortaya koyar.
This is required.
Gerekli olan şey bu.
That we must present the truth.
Gerçeği ortaya koyar.
We're not looking for faults. We're not criticizing. But when it comes to discussion of philosophy, we should present the truth. So this can be applied in many circumstances. And if we do that, at least we're doing our duty. Which is to present the truth. And that's exactly the point that Shiva Ramaraj gave this morning.
Bu tam olarak Shiva Ramaraj'ın ortaya
The essence of his class is that Prabhupada always presented the truth. Whenever there was interpretation, he would show what's interpretation. Which was based on a material motivation. Therefore, he presented Bhagavad Gita in truth. When Prabhupada would speak about even Lord Jesus Christ, he would say, he is our guru. Because he's perfect son of God. We accept his teachings. He's our guru. Because he's God's perfect son. But whenever there was interpretation of his teachings, Prabhupada was quite straightforward. Watch the conversation between Prabhupada and Cardinal Danilo. Cardinal Danilo. Prabhupada had a conversation with a cardinal and who was justifying killing animals.
Kardinal'le olan konuşmasında o hayvanları öldürmeni meşrulaştırıyordu kardinal.
Look at Prabhupada's foot. he was talking to him. he was just showing how he was interpreting Lord Jesus Christ's teachings.
Onun İsa'nın öğretilerini nasıl yorumladığını gösteriyordu.
Lord Jesus Christ said, "Thou shalt not kill." You're killing.
İsa diyordu ki, öldürmeyin.
He didn't say, thou shalt not murder. He said, thou shalt not kill. Why are you killing? Cardinal Danilo kept on coming forward with his interpretations, and Prabhupada was getting... Speaks the truth. When there's interpretation, we have to show what is the truth.
Eğer yorum varsa neyin gerçek olduğunu göstermeniz gerekiyor.
So he took Lord Jesus Christ's teachings and told him how you're interpreting his teachings.
O İsa'nın öğretilerini alıyordu ve dedi ki bunu nasıl yorumluyorsunuz?
This is the devotee must do. He speaks the truth.
Bu adananın yapması gereken şey, gerçeği söylemek.
But he doesn't criticize.
Ama eleştirmez.
Because he doesn't want to cause pain.
Çünkü acı vermek istemez.
The devotee has never wanted to cause pain to others. That is Vaishnava. Others may feel pain.
Başkaları acı hissedebilir.
But it's not by the provocation of the Vaishnava.
Ama bu Vaishnava'nın provokasyonu değildir.
Vaishnava simply speaks the truth and is thinking of everyone's welfare.
Vaishnava sadece doğruyu söyler ve herkesin iyiliğini ister.
Okay, I spent a long time answering that question. Tomorrow we'll take the question. Okay? Is it short?
I don't know.
You don't know. I don't know what the schedule is, that's why.
I was
Gorati. So tomorrow, write it down.
Yeah, already.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.